Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord and thank God for your ability to join me in this time together and that we can experience the goodness of the Lord. I want you to know I pray every day for my UCM partners, my spiritual family, my radio family. And as we are thinking about the goodness of the Lord in these days, and that's a good thing to concentrate on because the world has been in such upheaval. The times are getting so dark, and the demarcation between goodness and evil and light and dark is becoming much more apparent. But our lives should be characterized by thankfulness, not only because God has done so much for us already, but because we are on a journey, beloved. This isn't it. It doesn't stop here. We can gain strength through blessed hope and faith, knowing that we are on a journey and that journey will end in the presence of the Lord and that everything is going to turn out all right. We may not understand it now. We can go through sore trials in this life and testings, even as Job did, but there was divine significance in it and God brought him through. In the end of the book of Job, as you know, he was blessed twice as much as he ever experienced before all those testings were allowed, that God allowed the devil to bring upon him. And so what I'd like to share is that because we are Christians, our lives are radically changed. Now, whether you had an absolutely tremendous salvation experience, or perhaps it was something very quiet, not extremely emotional, it was just a simple act of faith where you came to the Lord and gave your life into His hands. Nonetheless, while nothing else may have changed, physically, it does for some people. I mean, if they're addicted, they can be immediately delivered. But I'm speaking just for most people, there may not be a dramatic change in your life, except, and this is why I'm sharing this, there is a spiritual change. And I think for anyone who has experienced the genuine new birth, you would say yes to that, because it's a process. We are not changed overnight. Our spirit is born again, but it's then a process of understanding God's will, God's ways, a process of sanctification, which the Holy Spirit helps us with, because the Holy Spirit is given to us. He abides deep within our spirit, and He is perfecting us, bringing us forth into the very image of Jesus. That's the end game plan, to be like Jesus. But let's talk about, because we're concentrating on the reasons we should be so grateful and thankful to the Lord, is because He's brought us into a new land. But now let's look at a reference in the book of Deuteronomy, the 11th chapter, of what God did for His people. This is historically and factually, but this is a picture for us. You've probably heard many messages on this, that Canaan is a type of the new life in Christ that we experience. Let me begin reading by at verse 10. For the land whither thou goest in to possess it, it is not as the land of Egypt, from whence she came out, where thou sowest thy seed and waterest it with thy foot, as a garden of herbs. But the land whither ye go to possess it is a land of hills and valleys, and drinketh water of the rain of heaven. And the land which the Lord thy God careth for, the eyes of the Lord thy God are always upon it, from the beginning of the year even unto the end of the year. You know, this is striking, because the Lord is saying here, in this, He's talking about geography. He cares so much for the land. Is it not reasonable to assume, if he's that concerned about the land, how much more is he concerned for his people who will inhabit the land? His eyes are always upon it from the beginning of the year, even unto the end of the year. In other words, his eyes are constantly watching us. He knows our path. He knows our downsitting, our uprising. He's acquainted with all of our ways. There's not a word in our tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it all together. And so if his caretaking eye is upon the land, how much more will it be upon his own inheritance and his peculiar treasure, which are his people, which have been purchased by the blood of his own son? I'm, of course, now speaking of making this parallel, just as God was giving them a new land in the natural, geographically, he is giving us a new land, a totally new land in the spirit, where we can have many wonderful adventures. There's valleys, but there's mountains in that new land. It's a land of hills and valleys, and drinketh the water from heaven. Praise God. And so, beloved, just as a lamb, we belong to him. We're his possession, and we need to drink the rain from heaven, if you will, the waters of life, and thus be cleansed and anointed by his own presence. And he gives us, beloved, a wonderful assurance. This is why we can be so grateful for the benefits of our salvation. The inheritance reserved for ancient Israel in Canaan is not like the old. In verse 10, he said, the land is not like the land of Egypt from whence ye came out. Beloved, that's true for us. We're freed from the bondage of sin and death. And, you know, a state of liberty and plenty is never like a state of bondage and poverty, right? And what they had to do, and what we also have to do, is to change from that servant mentality that they had in Egypt. We were slaves of the devil. Even if we thought we were free and independent agents, we weren't. Ephesians 5:8 states that you were sometime darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. That word darkness in the Greek, skotos, it also means obscurity. Now, once you were without guidance, you lived in obscurity. You didn't have the light of life to guide you. Now, Jesus Christ, in him, your life is clearly defined. Once we were far off, but now we are made nigh by the blood of Jesus. We have the precious Holy Spirit as our coach, as our life mentor, if you will, to lead us and to... Jesus said that's what the Holy Spirit was going to do. He's going to take of mine and show it to you. And so, beloved, this new land that you've entered in the Spirit, this new way of life, this Christian victorious overcoming life, it's not watered by works. In terms of what was he saying? It says, in the land of Egypt, thou waterest it with thy foot, but the land whither ye go to possess it drinketh water of the rain of heaven. In other words, there was effort and labor involved in what they had to do when they were slaves. Watering with the foot probably has reference to a laborious process of irrigation by which the waters of the Nile were directed from place to place, or perhaps the working of a treadmill for lifting up of the water from the river into a cistern for watering purposes. But that took work. Now God say, it's not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, beloved. That is where we need to come into that assurance. And the things I'm sharing this week, they're very simple, but beloved, we tend to forget things. We need to hear things over and over and over. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So as the more we hear God's word, even though we've heard that same scripture maybe 50 times before, as we hear it again with an open and a receptive heart, there are going to be ramifications, understandings, revelations that we receive that we didn't have before. There's no other book in the world that will do that. Why? Because God's word is a living word, anointed by the Holy Holy Spirit. People think the world's always just written down by man. Well, yes, certainly God used men as agents, moved on by the Holy Ghost, holy men of old, but the author is the Holy Spirit. And beloved, it's a terrible task to get our inheritance refreshed while we're in the house of bondage, isn't that right? But in Christ, our possession is continually refreshed by the rain of His Holy Spirit from heaven. Amen? We need no self-effort to make the things freely given us of God. They are available to us by faith, by understanding, first of all, by being taught and instructed that they are for us. And once we grasp that, they will spring up in living beauty and reviving power before us and in us. He shall come down like the rain upon the mown grass. Praise God. That's the refreshing. That's the reviving effect of the Lord upon our lives, because we are in a new land. Just as sure as ancient Israel was out of Egypt, they had seen the miracles. They were transplanted in a new land that was promised to their father Abraham 400 years before. And they finally, through Moses wasn't allowed to go in, but through Joshua, they conquered the land. And so, beloved, the eyes of the Lord are always upon it, upon your life, upon your metron of authority, upon your spiritual land from the beginning of the year even unto the end of the year. And so, what does this teach us, beloved? From the beginning of our walk in Christ unto the very end, in every season of our Christian walk, He carefully watches over us. Praise God. That's beautiful. Just in those few verses, we see God's love and care for us, and that gives us reason to thank Him with a grateful heart for how much He loves us. He's provided for everything that we need for our natural lives, as well as growing into the image of Jesus. Well, beloved, the time just flies by, and we will continue with this message tomorrow. I hope you can join us at the same time. At any time you're not able to or want to re-listen, please go to our website, unveiledchrist.org. Click on the broadcasts, and they are archived there to listen to anytime at your convenience. I love you. Thank God for you. I invite you to write, share those prayer requests. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,